I'm here with Richard Greathouse, part of the 3rd Virginia Infantry, for an interview today. We're going to get started with some questions. How did you first get involved in living history, and about how old were you when you first started?
Well, it was the exact time, as far as history goes, I've always had a kind of a note for it. But when it came to this, what I'm doing now, it was in 1990. In Town Point Park, they had a living history, and they popped off a few rounds and stuff like that. And I was looking at it, and we came back that night, and they had a dance going on, and somebody gave me an invite to their next event, which was at Lynn Haven House in Virginia Beach. And I walked in. In civilian clothes, they handed me a pair of sky blue pants, a gingham check shirt, a slouch hat, a haversack, and a utility belt with a cap pouch on it. And they lined everybody up for me as they normally do, and I was on the very end on the right, or left as it was facing, and the photographer from the Beacon popped the shot, and I wound up on the front page of the Beacon.
That's cool. So how did you choose the Civil War era as your reenactment time period, and are you involved in any other time periods?
I am strictly Civil War. Actually, it's a War of the Rebellion is the correct term, but everybody uses the other one. And it just happened. You know, I got to the, you know, got the invite after watching all the doings. And then.
So after that, you were hooked.
I was hooked.
What were your first impressions of being a living historian? Did you love it right away? You know, you were hooked on it that night, or did you start to fall for it after you did a couple more events?
As far as living history, it took a little while to get the information that you would need to be able to go into that presentation. I practiced the keep mouth closed and ears open. So that I could learn from the others who had been in there for years and years and years, and slowly build up my information. And then I did my first school presentation at St. Gregory's in 93 or 94, and I had fun with that, and that hooked me.
That's really awesome. So what is your favorite thing about being a living historian? Do you have a least favorite thing as well?
Watching the kids' reaction is the biggest thing, especially when I break out the toys that the soldiers may have played with, one of which is Jacob's Ladder. I start flipping that, and their faces just, huh? And I've had dozens and dozens of kids trying to figure out how this thing operates. I've gotten to where I say, well, there's no computer, no modem, no mouse.
Yeah, it's not like an iPad.
No. So, and that's the...
That's your favorite thing.
That's one of the most favorite thing to do. And the worst is getting there, getting set up, getting tearing it down, and leaving, and so on.
Okay, that makes sense to me. Please describe your favorite event or moment. You know, when you look back on all of your years of living history, what moment really stands out to you?
Of many, the one that came immediately was 130th Gettysburg. This would have been in 95, 6, somewhere in that range. And we were doing the reenactment on the movie set of Gettysburg, the movie.
That's cool.
And went through the scenario, and I took a hit and got down. Once it was over, something grabbed me and said, "Go to the wall." I went up to the wall they had there, and it was, I think that comes under the category of, I've seen the elephant. You know, it's just that kind of feeling. And there's tons and tons of stuff that I could put down, but that one right there is really gets you going.
Wow. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself outside of living history?
Well, now I'm twice retired,
Twice retired.
once from the Navy after 20 years,
Oh, wow. Thank you.
and I consider the next ones when I started receiving Social Security.
Okay.
And I've got one more retirement to do. I retire from the Army of Northern Virginia. Don't get any pension, but I still gotta go through that one. So I have been a security officer, electrician, or electronics technician, and all that. And right now I'm presently in a layoff mode because of the work at the yard that I was part of the security for. Kind of cut back everything, so my wife doesn't like it. She told me several years ago, "Go find something to do." Oops. So being around 5 days a week, actually
Get
said,
underfoot.
"Yeah, I have been known."
Thank you so much. Do you have any other comments or anything you want to say before we end our interview?
Well, I think the best thing is to learn history, lest you repeat it. Because there's the good stuff out there and there's the bad stuff. That's what you need to concentrate on, find out why, and so on, so that if it presents itself again, you know how to correct it.
I 100% agree. Thank you so much for coming out and interviewing with me.
Not a problem.